just getting up and we're getting ready to head over to the airport. It's a short tram ride away and we are flying to Hamburg. It's shortly before 6 a.m. and we're waiting for the tram to take us to the airport. Then our flight leaves in about roughly an hour. So Elena and I are headed to Hamburg. There's a few reasons. One is I'm meeting my EO mentor. We both haven't been in a while. There's a few friends that we want to meet. We've landed in Hamburg. I slept most of the way. We're going to meet our friend Daniel and see what we're up to today. Just enjoyed it really nice in there. Hamburg is a lot more beautiful than I had in mind, and of course this place has a great view. We just saw the sunset and now we're just enjoying time sitting together. I used the opportunity to film a conversation between Daniel, who used to be my mentor, or who was my mentor for the past 12 months, and who's helped me hold myself accountable.
I think one of the most important things, or one key to success, is you define some really good goals for the mentorship, for the time you're going to work together, and those of course have to be the goals that are important to the mentee. Can be everything, more or less. Can be personal things, can be goals related to the family, can be of course also business goals.
What is something that you personally gained from this whole being a mentor?
It's a nice thing to have the chance to be kind of a role model for someone. You really can grow in all areas that you are into as well.
If you do a coaching session, how does it typically look like?
There is a little bit of guidance about it. So there's a worksheet the mentee has to be prepared.
Okay.
On the session.
Okay. What's the worksheet about?
Yeah, it's mainly about the goals. We always focus on the three main goals the mentee has. The main thing is about asking the right questions and not giving too much advice. Yeah, those sessions usually have a little bit of structure, which is fixed, a monthly update worksheet where you discuss what are still your main goals, overall need to be sure the mentee is working on the right things.
Thanks for answering my questions. It was really, really insightful, and I think I will get more into finding a mentor.
So what was the best outcome for you?
At first, I thought this whole mentor-mentoree program would be something like a teacher-student thing, but it's really nice to see that you actually learn from each other.
Wonderful answer. Thank you. It was very nice talking to you.
So a beautiful day is coming to an end. We got up before sunrise and now we just witnessed a beautiful sunset here in Hamburg. Early in the morning, jumped on a plane, flew here, and then we had a pretty relaxed but fun day. And now we've enjoyed a beautiful dinner. We barbecued and I just listened to Ellie, Daniel, talk about mentorship. Also a few interesting things for me to take away. Daniel has been my mentor for the past 12 months. It's been super helpful for me to have someone who helps me hold myself accountable, someone who asks questions that are a bit uncomfortable, someone that reminds me of my goals on at least a monthly rhythm. Looking back, it's been a super, super interesting year. I remember 12 months ago, I felt that there was not enough focus in my life. And for a long time, I was working on a solution. And I think having these mentorship sessions, working on the problem over and over again, and constantly having that big goal in the back of my mind really helped me come to a decision and figure it out. If you are a part of EO or most other business networks, there's probably a way for you to get in touch with someone who could be your mentor. Even if it's in an informal program, you could just approach someone that you feel could contribute value and give you advice on a lot of the things that you are looking to work on. Daniel mentioned a great book, which we're gonna link in a post, that could help both of you understand the processes and questions you could ask and the way you could interact with each other to come to most success. But if you're not part of one of these organizations, then I think the best way is to just think about who in your life that you already meet, who could be someone that you would really enjoy having like a monthly check-in with, someone that holds you accountable, someone that you respect and look up to in a certain area of life. And if you're looking to be a mentor, I think it's as easy as offering people that you feel could profit from your knowledge a way to exchange thoughts and get together every now and then and talk about how you could each profit from each other. And with that, I think we're just gonna enjoy the beautiful sunset.
No, here. We do some push-ups.
part of the mentorship was that we were running a 100-day challenge where every day we work out and we follow a certain diet. And we still have the push-ups to do tonight. So before that, we're going to enjoy the rest of the sunset, get our push-ups done, and then probably head to bed soon. And with that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.